they're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We've got to find that money.
I've no good deal.
Uncle Billy, look, you realize what's going to happen if we don't find it? Listen to me. Do you have any secret hiding place here in the house? Someplace you hide the money?
I've gone over the whole house, even in rooms that have been locked.
Idiot.
Retard, Uncle Billy.
I can't think anymore, think. George. I can't
get mad at him,
anymore.
George.
Where's that money, you silly, stupid old fool?
There you go.
Where's that money? You realize what this means?
Mm-hmm.
It means bankruptcy
prison.
And scandal and prison. That's what it means. One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me.
Tell him, George.
Merry f***ing Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
You're all for funny, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right. Stop that. That's silly. Very silly indeed.
That's very silly.
Why?
Well, why?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Hi, Larry.
Don't talk about my mama.
Now, some of these tapes just don't work with the Christmas songs, do they?
No, they really don't. Anytime you play Uncle Billy leading into a segment, I enjoy it.
It doesn't work.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
As a matter of fact, it's quite perverse.
I could probably teach you a few things. Like, you know, some positions and moves.
This should be entitled A Very Disturbing Christmas.
I will go till you tell me to stop. Thinking you might want to have sex with me? I carry a gun everywhere I go. I like rape.
A perverted justice Christmas. Yes, you too.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
You too can get the Chris Hansen box set for Christmas.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
During the holidays, review some of the greatest perverts we've had on the show.
I'll be the one gonna take off your clothes?
It's the Chris Hansen box set.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Now for the holidays.
We're gonna take a shower, both of us.
I would love to make wild, passionate love to you.
Make somebody's Christmas extra special this year.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
This Christmas, it's Chris Hansen and
I'm
the
Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Get the box set and see why Chris will always ask the question.
I like rape.
Oh, it's Larry that asked the question.
Why do you favor rape?
Sorry, Chris.
I like rape.
Why?
Why? Larry.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry.
Why men's rooms?
I'll just be your secret lover.
You know, it does seem that, yes, Chris Hansen kind of wiped out the spirit of the Christmas song.
He sure did.
You go naked in bed. Yeah. We gathered outside the Christmas lights of this house in the suburbs.
Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas there. Let's be politically correct and say it, goddamn. Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Whatever. Hey, it's Christmas time. We still have the Hamburger James story to get to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We still got a
it's late in the show this year, Don.
Still got $1,000 to give away.
Wow. How you
feeling?
I don't care about it.
How you feeling?
Not too good.
Charlie, hold on. Hold on for a couple more Beatles tapes.
Why? Why do I always have to wait?
I promise next break, all Charlie.
Can I eat my chocolate?
All Hamburger James.
I want to eat my chocolate.
Knock your socks off.
Dude gave me chocolate.
Right, that
cheap.
He got you Godiva chocolate. That's
still cheap.
Why is it cheap? Is it hollow?
You can dress this up. It's still chocolate. Where's my money clip? But anyway, you were playing the Beatles. I like the way you do a retrospective on them.
Oh, Charles.
Oh, smart, Charlie.
No, it's fun that you look backward from the early 60s all the way till the psychedelic era where they were dropping acid.
Let's pick this up in 1964.
All right. I'll see you next break.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye.
So long.
And by this time, they are... you know.
Is this 69?
They're the bee's knees. No, this is 64.
64. Okay, so they...
They are hot as balls.
They're the hottest thing there.
Everywhere in the world.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul, and I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
Yes, we are.
We are, indeed. I just thought I'd make the... This is the same studio we've used all along... Since the old days of Love Me Do. So many years ago, it seems.
Oh, those are the days.
Well, that's about all, I think. Except to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John. John?
John speaking. Thanks, all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you'll buy that, too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see? That's the bargain we're going to strike up.
All right, that's 63.
You know, that's 64 right there, right?
Here's 65. Okay.
The trouble seems so far away. Now it looks as though we're here to stay. I believe in yesterday.
Don't forget, Christmas is coming. Oh, that reminds me. Let's do a Christmas record.
Let's do a Christmas record.
Yeah, what should we say?
That's a good idea. Ad-lib
we've got to thank everyone. Remember to thank.
Yeah. Thank
you. You can't ad-lib too much because you miss... Well, thank you, Johnny. It's been nice to know you.
Got to thank everyone for all the presents this year.
Yes.
And all for buying the records.
Yeah, especially the chewed-up pieces of chewing gum and the playing cards made out of knickers.
On behalf of...
Still loving, still fun-loving, still innocent.
Still enjoying life.
For all the Christmas cards and presents and birthday cards and presents and everything, too, as well.
On behalf of George and I, I'd just like to thank you all for the Christmas present and all the rest of it.
Thank you. Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
I see you haven't shaved again.
Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
We've done a lot of things this year, Paul.
Yes.
Well, we've been away.
Yes.
And like last year.
Hey, we've come back all right.
Now here's the next year. And this is the great thing. If you were a Beatles fan, you're the fan club.
You got this. It was a 45, right?
Yeah. Every year you got a record in the mail. And for the longest time, I was happy. And I still have my original collection, but we burned them onto disc. And now you can just do a Google search and you can find them. And the quality is really pretty great.
Everywhere it's Christmas. Everywhere.
And we've played the crap out of this.
65, this is?
65, 66.
Tokyo, Hong Kong.
Bam, bam, bam.
Everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the char.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
And again, happy madcap. Zany.
One more time now.
Everywhere.
It was really great because it's stream of consciousness that they would just print out on a record and send it to the fans. You get this thing every year and put it
they're
on
just
here.
Kind of playing in a studio like after they were doing their serious recording.
On the veranda is a bearded man in glasses conducting a small choir.
We are now moving into what I like to call the DRUG time.
You'll be able to tell.
Let's move to the next year.
Interplanetary Remix.
Well, Robbie?
67. It's 1967.
Interplanetary Remix, stage 444.
This is how the record starts in 67. Now, just think in context when you heard back in 63 when it was like, hey, this is Paul, this is John.
Hi, we're very happy that you sent us all these wonderful things. We really like all the candies that you sent us.
And now they're going
out. Here it is 4 years later.
Interplanetary Remix, stage 444.
Christmas time.
Still making sense, though.
Yep. Barely holding on to it. But yeah, you would put this on your record player and you'd say, all right, the Beatles have sent me out another great Christmas
record. It's just for me.
boys arrive at BBC House.
What do you want?
We have been granted permission, O wise one.
Pass in peace.
And now again, they're getting a little esoteric. Mm-hmm. Let's move to the next year. 68.
Hello, this is a big hi and a sincere Merry Christmas from yours truly, Ringo Starr.
Crazy cats.
Happy New Year, happy Christmas, happy Easter, happy autumn, happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody.
That's Ringo, isn't it? Singing. I think that might be Ringo singing.
Ringo or John?
Because it sounds to me like they left it up to Ringo this year.
I'd like to wish everybody happy Christmas this year of 1968. Going on 69. Happy Christmas, happy New Year, all the best to you from here.
And then it gets weird. It's like you're watching a Fellini film or something.
It's like you're watching a Beatles movie.
And then here's the last one that they sent out.
And they didn't send any more after this.
This was it.
Now, you lads, will you just shout Happy Christmas for us in this tape? Hey?
Happy Christmas?
Yeah. Go on, one, two, three.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you. Happy Christmas.
Yoko.
Garden with your wife, Yoko. But, do you have any special thoughts for Christmas?
Well, Yoko, it is Christmas, and my special thoughts, of course, tend towards eating.
All right, so eating.
You know, that tells you really.
And how do you think Beatles fans reacted to that? Like, love
so it. Imagine, this is the first one you get.
Good King Wenceslas, look out.
And they're saying, hi, it's Paul, it's John, it's George, it's Ringo.
I'm very happy to have you all here with
us. Then you get this.
Now, you lads, have you just shout Happy Christmas for us in this tape? Hey?
Happy Christmas?
Yeah. Got one, two, three.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you, same to you. Happy Christmas.
In Ascot Garden with your wife, Yoko. But
you know what? This is 7 minutes long. We're going to just fast forward it to the last 30 seconds.
Okay.
So you get into the last 30 seconds of whatever it is the Beatles said on their Christmas record.
And I would imagine, well, that's right before they broke up anyway,
yeah,
right? And
yeah.
With Yoko, I would imagine the fans were like, oh, where are the rest of the guys? Even with the Ringo one the year before, it's like, where? I want them to talk to us.
All right, so here's the last 30, 40 seconds.
And a train set.
A melting train set, then.
And a man on the moon that goes down the moon and down to the moon.
An ice cream moon.
That's right. And lots 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 and lots.
A little different than when they started out.
The beginning of sampling.
That's it.
Oh. Thank you, Yoko.
That's the last record.
And that was it. No more innocent little records being sent out to the fans on a 45.
All right, well, enough of that. Let's celebrate a great man's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get some pizza. Mm-hmm. Let's get some ice cream.
Yeah. He's out of control. He's on a sugar high. He did eat some chocolate.
Oh, no, did he? He didn't eat it all, did he?
No, he's outside. He's climbing one of the trees trying to eat a crow.
Oh. Ah, it's that time.
He will need the door.
Charlie time.
He will need the door. This
Hamburger
day.
James story coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.